Well, my guest today is star of stage, screen and television. He's a dancer, choreographer, director, author, and having seen him drag up many times, he has a lovely pair of legs in fishnets as well. Millions know him as the longest serving judge on Strictly Come Dancing, but he's swapping all that to take on Kylie in the charts with his first album, Revelations, Songs Boys Don't Sing. It is the gorgeous and, dare I say it, fabulous Craig Revel Horwood. Hello, my lovely.
Hello, gorgeous. How lovely to be on your radio station. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure. So, a brand new debut album. How did all this come about?
Well, it came about because I was doing my one-man show called All Balls and Glitter, in which I played Craig's best friend and PA. She was called Lavish. So I was in drag for Act One as her. And I pretended that Craig was late for the show. And then I sang all of these songs, you know, that Craig would love to have sung, but couldn't because he was a man. And so they're all women's songs. And then I did Act Two as me and then sang stuff, you know, shows that I didn't get, like Les Miserables, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And then after the shows, everyone was saying, oh, have you got a recording of all the songs that you sang in the show? And I went, actually, no, I've never done a recording. The only recordings I've ever done in my life are cast albums, like for La Cage aux Folles, for instance, the Australian version, Crazy for You when I opened that in London, but only as ensemble. Yeah, I had a few solo lines, but that was about it. So I thought, actually, you know what? I might actually do it this year. And so I thought, I put my, you know, thoughts together and thought, what can I do? And then I thought, I'm just going to sing songs that I really love. And they're all from leading ladies, of course, in musical theatre, whether it be Broadway or West End. Uh-huh. And some, you know, Disney ones as well, just characters I sort of fell in love with over the years. And there's a story attached to each one. So, of course, it's called Revelations, Songs Boys Don't Sing. And it's mainly songs that are written for women that I sing, and I don't change any of the lyrics. I just leave them as is, you know. So I'm singing things like I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ. And that was the first show that I ever saw in my life when I was 8 years old in 1973 in Sydney, Australia. That was the first show that Mum had ever taken me to, and I fell in love with musical theatre ever since I saw that show. So that was sort of the building blocks for it. And so that's why I've included that on the album. Nancy from Oliver, because I'll never play Nancy from Oliver.
You never know, love. It's very modern theatre these days.
I know, it'd be a weird world. I'm not putting it past myself now. I'm recording it. I loved it. As long as He Needs Me is a song that boys all boys want to sing. So, it's all songs, you know, like that. A Memory, of course, from Cats, because I was in Cats, but I was a cat sitting on the floor watching this number being sung for 8 shows a week, you know, for months and months on end. So for me, it was a no-brainer to just do all these lovely women's songs and see how I went. And I loved it. I loved the whole recording thing. Of course, I'm a belter normally, or what they call a belter, you know. I was always employed as a loud tenor. So for me to come into a recording studio and sing quietly and softly from the heart was something really new that I didn't know that I could do. And I did, I have to say, have problems with it because I didn't really know who Craig Revel Horwood was.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're Kylie Minogue, you're Kylie Minogue. When you're Madonna, you know you're Madonna. You know, everyone's got their own sound. Like Shirley Bassey has her own sound and, you know, she'll sing. She'll do everything a singing teacher says not to do, like sing on the consonants, you know, elongate and backphrase, you know, notes and things like that. You know, everything that you're not supposed to do, Shirley does. And that's what makes her so amazing and so wonderful. And, of course, I had to start with that. I thought, I want to do This Is My Life because I used to listen to Shirley Bassey as a kid until I wore the tape out, you know, until it's straight beyond compare and wouldn't play anymore. You know, I got wrapped up in a cassette deck. And I just love it. And then I fell, you know, in love with her as an artist and her as a person when I met her for the Royal Osteoporosis Society gatherings at the Palace, of course. You know, so I've met her a few times during that charity organization and events. And of course, she came and sang on Strictly. And what amazed me about her and why I'm so enamored with her is because she just came in, no rehearsal, got up there, belted the number, walked down the stairs, got into a taxi and went home.
Sent the cheque in the post, my darling, that's it.
I just love that, because other artists we get, you know, big artists, and hours doing sound checks and all the likes, you know, but in she came, waltzed in, total professional, and I thought, I've got to include one of her songs. Well, so that's why I released that particular song.
I've looked through the whole list, and trust me, it's every song that I've sung in the mirror or when my exes have broken up with me. I've had a sherry and I've sang to myself, you know, at 4 a.m, much to the annoyance of neighbours. But you mentioned Shirley Bassey there. Your first debut solo single is Dame Shirley Bassey's classic, This Is My Life. I tell you what, let's play it now, and then I want all the goss about it. So here it is, Craig Revel Horwood, This Is My Life.
Say, what good is my life? Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is my life? Funny how I often seem to think I'll find another dream in my life. Till I look around and see this great big world is part of me and my life. This is my life. Today, tomorrow, love will come and find me. But that's the way that I was born to be. This is me. This is me. Getting all the breaks I've had in my life. I was put on earth to be a part of this great world. It's me and my life. Guess I'll just set up the score and count the things I'm grateful for.
Well, hello, Dolly. That's not camp. Every queen listening will be up and dancing to that. It's such an anthem, isn't it? Particularly for the LGBTQ plus community. Why did you pick that as your first song that people were going to hear you sing?
Well, I chose it because I love it. I am very partial to a bit of disco, and I knew I wanted something sort of disco on the album. And of course, I fell in love with Shirley Bassey as well. You know, I've grown up with her, as I've said, and she is just amazing. And I wanted to pay a tribute, really, to her in my 60th year, because my birthday's coming up and I wanted to get an album out before I was 60. So I'm doing this at 59, just in time.
And, for Christmas as well, imagine.
And Christmas. I have done some recording. I did do a little bit of recording once before this, which was I released a Christmas single with my friend Rietta. And so I've included... Rietta and I wrote a song called Rainbow together, and it's a duet. So I've included that as a bonus track that has nothing really to do with leading ladies of the West End or divas in that way. It's just something I thought people might like to hear, and introducing Rietta Austin as, you know, a fabulous artist. And it's an original song, so I've got that on the album as a bonus track. But all the others are like very camp. I do Ursula, and I love her because the character-driven songs for me are the best. And it's so camp to sing. It's very wordy.
Are you going to be wearing, though, the bassy boa on stage, you know, when you sing that? Is there going to be a little campness in there?
I think I'm going to have to, my darling.
You'll be booed off if you don't.
Exactly, booed off. No, I'm definitely having a feather boa for Shirley. I might even have tentacles.
I'll get front row seats for that, love.
Now, I found a fabulous costume I'm going to include in it. But yeah, the tour is going to be fun because it starts in the beginning of April and finishes in June. So I'm doing 3 months, 53 dates.
53 dates? I mean, they are back to back when I'm looking at the list here. How are you going to cope with all that?
I don't know. Barocca, darling, and a bit of camp. A feather boa gets you through anything in life. It really does. So for me, it's going to be great fun. And for the audience, great fun too, because I'm going to tell stories about my music, about how I got into musical theatre, the shows I loved being in, singing stuff from the album and the reason why I put it on the album, you know, because they all do mean something to me, either, as you say, like a breakup, or whether it was like a really great time in my life and I wanted to celebrate, or was it a show I didn't get and why didn't I get it? You know, where you question yourself all the time. And it's just, I don't know, it was the audience really that forced me into sort of making it, because they're the ones asking for all of these songs. So I thought, okay, I'll try it, see how I go. And here we are today, and it's coming out.
So is it just going to be you on stage, or is there going to be dancers? Yeah. Because I can do a step ball change, and I've been known to bang a tambourine on a bar in gold hot pants. You want a dancer, that's all I'm just saying.
No, I don't want anyone upstage you.
Oh, cheers. Thanks.
No, I'm not having that. No, it's just me and my fabulous pianist and musical director, Ben Goddard, who is amazing and a brilliant vocalist himself. And we've worked together. We've done lots together. I've directed him in many musicals where he's played the lead, but he's also an accomplished musician, a fine musician, and is now a musical director as well. So we work really well together on stage and have a lot of banter, have a laugh, you know. So that's what it's about. A good night out with some poignant songs and getting up on the microphone and delivering it.
Well, there you go. Revelation Songs Boys Don't Sing is available now. Check out the socials as well for the tour dates. Craig, before you go, I've got two very quick, strictly questions. What are your thoughts on the season so far? And more importantly, can you get me Gorka's telephone number?
Well, I think you'll have to follow Gorka on a social media.
Oh, come on. I'm interviewing you. I'm giving you a free plug on the radio. You can at least help a gay out.
I'll text it to you.
Bless you. There you are.
And I'm loving this year, Strictly. And I'll tell you why. Because the banter this year is just brilliant.
Yeah.
Between Wynn, Paul, Pete, and Chris, oh my goodness, it's just off the scale. I'm loving it. And I love the way Chris is answering me back on every occasion. Yeah. Although I have left him speechless. You know, he's not expecting me to say my stand. So when I did say something, I've been left speechless.
Well, I tell you what, we'll put a track on, and while we do that, me and you on off air, I'm going to get this telephone number, because I don't know what the Strictly Wardrobe people are doing at the moment, but they're sending my temperature through the roof. I love his outfits. Greg, a pleasure to speak to you. Cheers.
Lovely to speak to you. Take care.